Reb Cheskel of Shineve was a tzaddik, the son of Reb Chaim of Tzanz. He was traveling to Eretz Yisrael at one point. He wanted to visit Eretz Yisrael and absorb the Kedusha of the land of Eretz Yisrael. At one point, he decided to travel from Yerushalayim to Tveria. It was Thursday, the end of the week. And before Shabbos, on Friday, he wanted to travel from Tveria to Tzfas and spend Shabbos in Tzfas. He was in Tveria, and on Friday, early afternoon, he traveled to Tzfas. In those days, they didn't have cars, so you have to travel on donkey. So the tzaddik Reb Cheskel of Shineve was placed on a donkey, and there were other people with him, Hasidim and other Jewish people that came together with the tzaddik together to go to Tzfas to celebrate Shabbos. People in Tzfas, together with the Rav of Tzfas, in that time the Rav of Tzfas was Reb Shmuel Heller, was a big Gaon and a Chassid, and they went to greet, they wanted to welcome the great tzaddik that's coming to town for Shabbos. As a minig was, the custom was that you would go outside before a great person arrives in the city. People would greet him and give him honor. So everybody would walk outside the city and waiting for him to arrive and then walk with him into the city. So people were waiting outside on Friday afternoon. Everybody from Tzfas went outside with the Rav and waited for the great tzaddik, Reb Cheskel of Shineve, would come to Tzfas. But they waited and waited and waited, and it's getting late and late and late, and it's Friday afternoon, and the Rebbe is not there. So they waited with mamish before candle lighting. It was literally maybe 20 minutes before Hadlokas Neiros, candle lighting. And then they see him, he and the whole group of people, they're arriving on donkeys, coming to celebrate Shabbos in Tzfas. When the people arrived, people asked the Chassidim, what took so long? How come you came so late to Tzfas? It was mamish, almost Shabbos. And they answered that we were traveling from Tveria. We left quite early from Tveria. But on the way, we passed by a valley, a very deep valley. And in that valley, there was a mountain. And when we passed that mountain, the Reb Cheskel of Shineve, the Rebbe, went off his donkey. He says he wants to daven here. And he stood there in daven with great excitement and great emotions. And he davened for a very long time. He was very excited. His body was shaking from excitement. And nobody understood why was he davening suddenly here in the middle of nowhere. It's like a valley in the middle of nowhere between Tveria and Tzfas, next to a mountain. But it took him a long time. It was exceptionally, especially very emotional. And then when he finished davening, he said, okay, let's get quickly to Tzfas because it's getting late. And he mounted on his donkey and we traveled to Tzfas. When Reb Shmuel Heller, the Rav of Tzfas, heard this, he says, I'll tell you what was so unique and so special about this place and why I think this tzaddik felt Beruach HaKodesh, that there was a special holiness in that place. And I'll tell you a story that I personally know about. In that valley, there are a few houses that are owned by Arab families that live in these houses. Only a few. One of those Arabs that lived near the mountain decided to plow his field. He had a little field next to his house and right next to the mountain. And he started to dig and dig. And he ended up digging inside the mountain. Let's see what's inside the mountain. He tried to just dig for no special reason. And as he was digging, he feels that his shovel was hitting upon something very hard. And he got very curious, what's this behind the mountain? What's inside the mountain? So he started digging and digging and digging. And what does he discover? He discovers two big cans made out of pure gold, filled with ash. And he said, wow, this is amazing. Gold cans, the cans alone are worth so much money. It's pure gold. he didn't know what the ashes were. I thought the ashes, he didn't know what it was, but he took both cans and took it to his house. Maybe he thought one day he'll sell the cans. It's a lot of money. It's very, very valuable. It's gold cans. And he kept it in his house. That night, this Arab had a dream that a Rav with a beard, a white beard, tells him, listen, Muhammad, you got to take these two cans and put them back. You cannot leave it in your house. You must take them right away and put them back in the mountain and close off the hole. Make sure that nobody can notice that there's anything there. You cannot move them from where they were. And you have to do this right away as soon as you wake up. Muhammad, the Arab, wakes up in the morning and he decides to ignore it. It's just a stupid dream. But the next night, he has another dream. And the same Rav, an elderly Rav, he didn't know who it was. He looked like very, very awesome. And he's threatening him. He says, you must do this right away or you're not going to like it. It's going to be very, very problematic for you. You're going to have a lot of tzoras. And the Arab again ignores it. And then a third time, and this time he's really yelling at him, says, if you don't do it, you'll see. You're going to regret it. And the next day, one of his sons becomes very ill. And within 2 days, he dies. His son died. I thought it was a little strange, but he thought maybe it's just an accident. You know, it happens sometimes. Children die, and they get sick and die. But then the next day, again, another child gets very sick and also dies within a day or two. He realized there was something strange. So he decided, you know what, I'll return the ashes. I'll pour over the ashes from the gold cans into clay. Cans made out of clay, pottery, which is much cheaper. And I'll return the ashes in those clay cans into the mountain and close it off. But the gold vessels, the gold cans, are worth a lot of money. It's pure gold. I'm going to keep that. And that's what he does. He returns the ashes in the mountain. And that night, he has a dream again. The same Rav comes to him and says to him, you can't do this. What you just did is terrible. You need to go quickly to the mountain, take these clay cans out, pour the ashes back into the gold cans, and move the gold cans into the mountain. This is where they belong. And you may not keep these gold cans for yourself. And he said to him, if you don't do this, it'll be very bitter for you, very, very hard for you. He decides, no, this is not, he's not going to give in to that. It's too precious, too expensive. He's going to give up these two golden cans. There's so much money. No, I'm not going to return it. That same day, he, the Arab himself, started getting very sick. And he got sicker and sicker by day. Every day he got sicker and sicker till the doctor said, we think he's going to die too. So then the Arab realized that he's playing with his life. And that if he doesn't return the cans, it's going to be a problem for him. He's also going to die. So he doesn't want to die. So he decided to go and do what the old man told him in his dream. And he went, he took out the clay cans, poured them over to the gold cans, and returned the gold cans where they were. And closed off the hole, made sure that nobody can tell that there was something there. Reb Shmuel says he knows that story. I think he said that he heard it from the Arab himself. And Reb Shmuel says that there is some kind of tradition that the ashes of the Beis HaMikdash from the Porah Duma, right, during the Churban, the people, they were hidden somewhere. And according to one tradition, it was hidden in that, right inside that mountain. And Reb Shmuel says it seems that this Arab discovered those ashes, and until he returned them, He saw tzaras, terrible things. It seems that the Reb Cheskel of Shinever, when he was traveling past this mountain, he sensed Baruch HaKodesh that there's something very holy inside. Now this Shabbos is Parshas Porah. Parshas Porah we read right after Purim and before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the Porah Duma was used in the time of the Beis HaMikdash for people who needed to go to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Korban Pesach before Pesach, on Pesach. So you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash if you're Tamei, because you touched a dead body, you went to a cemetery. So you needed the Porah Duma, the ashes of the Porah Duma, mixed with spring water, and they would sprinkle it, and that would make the person pure. So because this is after Purim, and before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when people started getting ready for Pesach and purifying themselves so they could go to Beis HaMikdash, so that's where we read Parshas Parah. And we hope and we daven that this Pesach will be in the Beis HaMikdash, all of us, and we'll have the Parah Duma, and we'll find the ashes, and with Hashem's help, we'll see Mashiach coming very soon, and all Jewish people will celebrate Pesach and Makiv the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.